I'm standing with Alison and with Mitzi Wilson.
Because she tried to make them
in
flat
a restaurant. And we've been talking about homemade gifts and homemade Christmases, and we're feeling that it's really... years ago, they were sort of slightly frowned upon, weren't they, homemade gifts? Like, you hadn't made the effort.
Yeah, it was really cheapskate. You know, go and buy something from a designer shop now. Everybody wants something homemade. It's made with love. As I say, we were just saying, you know, we don't spend so much time shopping on a Saturday and Sunday. What we want to do is actually learn something new. We've got a bit of time with the kids, with your friends. What can you make in 2 hours? That's what I want. I don't want to spend a fortune. I want to go through my box of ribbons and scraps of fabric and use the foliage in my garden. I want to make something really easy. I'm not into a big tapestry, it's almost felt hearts or... What's this sprout brooch?
Oh, yes.
What is that?
A friend of mine made a Brussels sprout brooch at the weekend. We were talking about Brussels sprouts and how some people love them at Christmas and some don't. So she came back on Monday with Brussels sprouts brooches, which are made from felt, green felt, two-tone green felt, like three round balls she made. And with a little bit of red ribbon on it and some bells. So it's going to be great.
Lovely. Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
So a friend of mine's actually taking it. She's going away on... she's skiing this Christmas. So she's taking a little bit of England with her Brussels sprouts brooch. She's going to pin on her beanie when she's skiing.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. I know food gifts have suddenly become all the rage as well, haven't they? I mean, if you were making food gifts, Mitzi, what would you recommend?
I'm big into gingerbread at the moment. I've been making... gingerbread, not a house that, you know, with four sides and a roof, because that's very complicated. Just a flat house shape, like a child would draw. But you can put the number of someone's door on it, or put a little garland on with icing, and they're just flat, like Christmas cards almost. But you can make a whole street of those in different sizes and stuff. And gingerbread men and gingerbread hearts. So I'm big into gingerbread at the moment.
And it keeps quite well, doesn't it?
It does, yes, exactly. Wrap it in cellophane. You can make them now and it'll keep till Christmas. Just in a Tupperware box. They'll keep for good 2 or 3 weeks actually, and you can put them on the Christmas tea as well, of course.
That's a really good idea. Alison, what's your fallback when you want to make a food gift?
My favourite thing is curd. I like lemon curd. Yeah. And I like lime curd, and at Christmas you can have clementine curd or satsuma curd. Really nice. Yeah.
The other thing I'm doing is cranberry vodka. Where you just use, I think frozen cranberries are better because the colour leaches out of them. Just stick them in your vodka, stab them so they release the juices, and then you make a sugar syrup. I can't remember the quantities, but it's a sugar syrup, and you cook the cranberries in that and then pour the vodka over, leave it for 2 weeks. It's a lovely bright red colour and it tastes fantastic.
That's a really good idea.
It is
gorgeous.
Very naughty. Very naughty. The favourite thing I like doing as well is not my idea. It's Nigella's poinsettias cocktails. I don't know if you've tried those. They're sort of like pomegranate juice. And I think there's a liqueur in there, isn't there? And champagne. If you have one of those on Christmas morning, you're well away. You'll cook like a demon. You really will. You won't notice how many people you've got there. It's like, oh, I'm happy.